News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
People before profit are calling on recommender algorithms to be banned for under 18s. These are the algorithms that watch what you are tracking on social media and offer you more of that which you either like or which irks you. Paul Murphy is with us from People Before Profit. Paul, to get to the absolute heart of this, the reality is that if the social media companies are called on, are forced to turn off the recommender algorithms, bang goes the business model. So they would go absolutely apoplectic if this law were to come into effect, wouldn't they?
Well, I think the effect of it would be, and our bill, which will be debated this morning and voted on tonight, would turn off recommender algorithms for children, and for the rest of us would turn them off by default, but allow us to turn them back on with a fully transparent explanation of this is what the algorithm is doing. If you want to opt in, you can opt in. But it would have the effect of returning social media to what it was originally sold to us as a space where we connect with our friends, share our photos, a social space, as opposed to a space that is increasingly toxic and is causing a mental health crisis amongst children in particular.
But see, that's the thing though, Paul, isn't it? That's where the money lies. The days of I want to see what 50 people are posting on their latest update page are long gone. This is the era of people infinitely scrolling for things that give them little dopamine hits. There's no way the social media giants are going to move from that, is there?
Well, this is precisely why we need legislation, because you're right, this is huge money. So the pro-eating disorder content sector generates over $200 million a year for Meta through Instagram in particular. And what that looks like in practice is that if you go and buy a phone and you say you're a 13-year-old girl and you look at one video about eating disorders, within an hour, your next 1,000, this is in terms of YouTube, actually, this particular study, of the 1,000 YouTube video recommendations that you then get, 1 in 3 are for harmful eating disorder content. This is content that is promoting eating disorders. 2 in 3 are relating to eating disorders or weight loss, and 1 in 20 involved self-harm or suicide content. And I mean, we have heard in the Oireachtas from psychologists about the massive impact this is having on young girls. The flip side of that is in terms of the content that is being fed to young men, where, and this is without choosing to look at any of this content, if you go and buy a blank phone and you say you're a 16 or 17 year old boy, within minutes you will be fed violent, misogynistic, extremist content. Some people got this, again, there was a study that had 10 phones. Some of this got the so-called manosphere content within 2 minutes.
Well, let me ask then, Paul. Let's imagine then that you get the some support for the motion in the debate. What do you think, briefly if you would, the practical possibility of implementation is? Because presumably Little Ireland doing this alone will just be ignored.
Well, we have the power to do it. It's a matter of legislation to say that if these social media companies want to operate here, well, we're going to protect our young people. We're going to prioritize young people's health and safety over the profits of these social media companies. The problem is that we found out last night that the government is going to oppose this bill. It's very hypocritical because Micheál Martin has said that this is the public health challenge of our generation. Helen McEntee has previously said she supports what's called for in this bill. The AI committee, which I'm on, has unanimously recommended this bill. Basically, every expert or organization that works in this area has said this is what we need to do to turn off the toxic content that is being force-fed in particular to our children. And the government over the past month or so has tried to look hard on social media in the context of, you know, Grok in particular, but also other platforms being used to mass produce child sexual abuse imagery and sexual abuse imagery of women. There's been talk of banning under 16s from social media, but here we have an actual, you know, positive, clear, simple proposal that would actually deal with the problem, and the government is going to oppose it.
Paul, thank you very much. Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.